always say that Cleveland has Baruch Hashem taught people to peace of Yeshua in the best possible way. Okay. We are on Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, and we're going to start again. The best thing to start, I guess, is because we're going to start three lines from the bottom on Ayin Gimel Lamed Beis. So 73b, whatever number it is, my guess is 3. Tana Rabbanan. This is talking about when the person said, right? So what happens now? So according to Yehuda, this means that it should be kicking the minute before he dies, or the time right before he dies. So meanwhile, she's a total ish. He gets her metziah, he gets her earnings, he can cancel her nadarim, for Yarsha, he inherits her, he's metamitzer, he's a kayan, she is his wife. Meaning, the get kicks in, and she doesn't need, in case he dies, she doesn't have to have had a second get. That first get worked, because, according to Yehuda, yes, Brera, therefore this get worked.
Why would she need another?
What?
Why would she need another get?
If this get wasn't good, she would need another get. We learned this yesterday. Rameir learned, we say, we don't know. Meaning, if he recovers, one who lives with her is Pater. He learns, Meishani Barilam means today. He learns, Meishani Barilam is retroactive to today, to the day he gave it to her. Doesn't mean right before he dies, it means now. I don't know why, but that's how Rameir understands Meishani Barilam. Now, and therefore it's retroactive. So we have to wait and see. Does he die from that illness? Get was a get. He did not die from the illness. The get was not a get. So Mamela, she's in limbo. We don't know whether she's an anxious ish or not. If it does work, unlike a Yehuda that says it works a moment before he dies, and told her she was an anxious ish, Rameir says it works all the way back from the time he gave it to her. And therefore, she won't be an anxious ish. So she was Mizana. We can't, let's say, Beshagig, she was Mizana, right? So we can't bring a carbon chattas. She might not be an anxious ish. She can't not bring anything. She might be an anxious ish. We'll have to wait it out. Kluya means she's suspended. We don't know. She's in limbo. So therefore, we don't know which moment is the moment before death. So we don't know at what moment the get kicked in. So we don't know. So the fact that he's alive doesn't mean that it wasn't the time that he was supposed to die. And therefore, she's a suffix anxious ish and brings an Ashram Tali. The Chachamim, I remember, Mugarashis, Reina Mugarashis, which seems to be a repeat of Rabbi Yaisi. Suffix. Mugarashis, Reina Mugarashis means suffix. The Gemara is going to want to know what is the difference in Rabbi Yaisi and the Chachamim. Talk to Gemara. If he dies, so then, oh, there's the four Shitas. I don't know what you're asking me.
Once he dies, she's considered not a...
We don't know from when that... We don't know when the time he was supposed to die is. Whoever it is, commute themselves, please. My Yikab and Rameir and Rabbi Yaisi. What is the difference between Rameir and Rabbi Yaisi? Both seem to say she's in a state of limbo. According to Rameir, this is going to be clarified. Either he dies or he recovers. And at that point, we'll know for sure, was she an Ashram Tali? Was she not an Ashram Tali? There's no reason for an Ashram Tali. Wait it out and see, was she an Ashram Tali or not? It's not a suffix Ashram Tali. She either is or isn't, meaning it's going to be found out, because if he dies, it's a retroactive get from the day he gave it to her. And according to Rabbi Yaisi, Maisi Ashram Tali, because at any point in time, the get might have kicked in. We have no idea. Ma'ika Pain. B'chachamim ma'imim ma'gareshes, ma'inim ma'gareshes. Ma'ainu Rabbi Yaisi. Iki b'nayu d'Rab Zeira. D'am Rab Zeira, ma'rabba bar Yirmi, ma'shmu. Kol mokim sham l'chachamim ma'gareshes, ma'inim ma'gareshes. Ba'i l'chayim b'vzenesel. There's a side issue. The Rabbanan say, if somebody throws a woman a get, and we don't know if the get landed by her or by him, so the halach is, it's a suffix garrison. So Rabbi Zeira says he has to continue feeding her. Now, here, Rabbi Yaisi would say, you don't continue feeding her. And Rabbanim would say, you do continue feeding her. Now, why would Rabbi Yaisi say you don't continue feeding her? So the Mepharshim speak out, because over here, it's not a shaila, did the get work or didn't work. If it sure works, we just don't know when. When does Rabbi Yaisi say, Nebuchadnezzar, you feed her? Rabbi Yaisi agrees to that concept, but he says it's only true when we don't know if the get was good or not. Here, the get was definitely good, but just don't know what time. Therefore, the Rabbanim did not make him feed her. That's what Rabbi Yaisi holds. The Chachamim say he does have to feed her, which is a totally side issue, nothing to do whether she's a suffocatious ish. She is. Rashi.
Is that one of the listed items in
Rabbanim? No, it was not, but the Rabbanim would say he's chayav to feed her because it's his wife. What? That's because Rabbi Yehuda holds the get kicks in the moment before she dies.
Not totally
been up,
yeah?
No. He is, but he, again. Rashi. Don't you, Rashi? I don't know how far we got with Rashi yesterday.
Rashi would know.
The Yaisi, I remember lost the suffix. We'll start that Rashi. The Kshiyamas. The Mashmallah makes any bright. Let me in the Sapkla and Ashas be a Igrusha Haviloi. Because Shemazu he saw Haruya the Samach Lamitza. Maybe this is when he was destined to die. Shemazu. Veda Grusha Gakim Yamas. Maybe Abala Ashim Tolly. In Lo Yamas. If he ends up recovering, everybody agrees Chatzis Vadai, the get didn't kick in. Mugaresh is Zayn, Mugaresh is Kuvachi, I'm a Tadinamic Rabbi Yaisi. This is also like Rabbi Yaisi. The Maish Hashem told it, the Sveik of Mashmallah makes it a suffix. Look, I'm a Mepharish, Mazayni, Kibinayah, the Gemara will explain the difference is, does he have to feed her? The Maish Hashem told him, Yomus, and Lepata, the Gamri, he's the Princess Leal, because according to a mayor, if it's retroactive, it's all the way back to the day he gave the get. Rabbi Yaisi, if Yamas maybe say Hashem Tali, Ikim and I Drem Seira, Klam Ikim and I Mazayni, Kedrem Seira, Zakrashi. But why the plea of Drem Seira? They're not arguing that the word Mugaresh is saying Mugaresh means he has to feed her. The Tamayu is still Drem Seira. Shabakh the Karla Rabbi Yaisi Mugaresh is saying Mugaresh. That's why Rabbi Yaisi did not say the words Mugaresh is saying Mugaresh, the servant less from Mazayni. We have a guy Drem Yaisi to Masnissan, trying to Mugaresh is saying Mugaresh. I and our Mishnah, he used those words. And now here we're saying that he didn't want to use those words, right? So Rashi is asking a contradiction. In this Rashi, he doesn't say Mugaresh is saying Mugaresh. And we're saying because he holds he doesn't have to feed her. In our Mishnah, he did say Mugaresh is saying Mugaresh. That means he does have to feed her. So Rashi, Trey Tanoi, believe in Rabbi Yaisi, right in the Chacham of the Raisa. There's two Tanoi on what Rabbi Yaisi said. Our Mishnah's version of Rabbi Yaisi is what the Chachamim said in the Raisa.
So it sounds like he argues on. And all those things, I would imagine. If he's not Machayim Zaydis, he can't be made nether, he can't do anything.
Again, so I said yesterday, right. I agree with you, except I didn't see him. That's what I said.
He does not feed her.
Correct, he does not have to feed her.
She has to feed herself.
Correct. Now, in most cases, the Gemara, oh, I shouldn't say that. The Gemara assumes that in most cases, women do not earn enough to eat. Because if they did, they would tell their husbands, Aini Nizayin is Vaini Yaisa. A woman who earns enough used to tell her husband, I'll take care of myself. Let me have my own bank account. A woman that doesn't do that is usually because she doesn't earn enough. So he's Mechuyev to feed her, get her earnings, which cover a percentage of what she needs. I don't know what that percentage is. We can make it up. As Dr. Schwab taught me, 99% of percentages, 87.5% are made up, and that's also a made-up percentage.
But, so she has Yada El-Yoda for that?
I didn't know she was pregnant
with my wife. She's the one that has the right to say any...
Correct. To Machloikis, but that's how we pass it. Correct. We had it in Ksubas. I don't know if you remember, we had it in Ksubas. You know Yerushalmi starts Daf Aleph? Not Daf Beis? You know why? Why does the Gemara start Daf Beis? You had 85,000 drushes. The real reason is the printer called this Daf Aleph. And it's printing the Sharblot with Daf Aleph. This was Daf Aleph, so this is Daf Beis. And once it became that way by the first person who printed Shas, it can't change. Because if you change, every Mara Mokum that a Rishon or anybody brings down a Gemara and numbers the daf, you would have to redo it. It's the same reason that a Galach, some priest somewhere, made up the Prakim in Chumash. And we use those Prakim. It's so sad. He's not right. A lot of the times he's totally not right. He doesn't have the right breaks. But we refer to it. It's in Peri Gimel, Pasig Lamed. It's not in Peri Gimel. He made that up. It's a priest that made it up. But when they first printed Chumash, the Goyim forced the Yidden to use the chapters. And therefore, because it was Jewish, they had to have Rishus from the Goyim to print anything. It wasn't the United States of America. It was in the middle of Italy. And therefore, they had to use the Goyish Prakim. And therefore, the Bar Mekaymus say, Kapitel Gimel, Pasig Lamed. Now, Rabbi Yankov said not to call it Perik, to call it Kapitel, to show that it doesn't have a Jewish source. Interestingly enough, I'm listening to Shurim or Matashio and Chumash. He calls it chapter. We're in chapter 6, he says. It's not like Rabbi Yankov doesn't know, Matashio doesn't know the word Perik. He calls it chapter. We're in chapter 6. The same reason, because it's a Gaisha source. Therefore, we don't.
That's why you fight Dilmi.
That's interesting, because the Tillim is the one place that it is Prakim. It's very interesting, but the Velt says Kapitel Tillim. Even though, truth is, when they get to Chumash, they say we're in Perig Lamed. Snake, it's Kapitel Lamed. But Tillim would be the one place they could say Perig, because that the Galos didn't get involved with.
How people Maramachim before the Goyim Prakim?
How did they know Maramachim before they printed Svarim? So there was no Meir Mekaymus. They said it's in Parshas Noach. It was all written, handwritten. There was no Meir Mekaymus. There were no. Listen, why are there Meir Mekaymus? Because can I know? Look at these Sfarim. They didn't exist.
Well, before the printing press, people wrote their own Sfarim.
They only wrote. How many Sfarim were there before the printing press? It weren't. Look at this bookshelf.
I understand that part. In other words, everyone had the same approach. Theoretically.
I have no idea how they referred to it. I wasn't around. Yeah. All I know is, when they started printing, which is in the 1500s, when they invented the printing press, that's when they had to start identifying. More Svarim were being printed. They had to identify, and they used the Prakim. And you can't change that without reprinting every single Sefer. Because every single Sefer refers to El Pasek by the Perik and the Pasuk. Yes?
In the Rishonim, you see some people listing sections that they will list where something is. They don't say Daf Lamed. They don't say there isn't a Daf Lamed.
And they don't list Prakim and Chumash either.
Yeah, right.
They don't.
Exactly. You know, the people who it was aimed at were
exactly. Exactly.
This happened before the Vilna Shah, right?
This is the 1500s. Vilna Shah started in the 1800s.
Right. So before that, sure. The other Shahs, the other non-Vilna Shahs, they were all over the place, right?
No. Not all the Shahs and all major printing used the same Tzuras, not the same Tzuras Hadaf, but the same Dafim. The Abayz was Abayz. There were a few exceptions to that rule. Very few. The Slavita Shas, the Zhitomer Shas, the Amsterdam Shas, all those Shasen used the same Daf numbers. They just had it formulated differently on the page.
Before 1543,
No, before 1543 there was no printing, so they just said it's in Perikates and Aregel. Find it. Perikates and Aregel came from much earlier than that. Rabbeinu HaKadosh did that. Okay. Zog the Mishnah. You know, again, I just have to end the conversation. Rabbi Weinberg, my Rebbe, told me that that's one of the things he doesn't understand. I mean, obviously it was the Hashgacha of the Rabbeinu Shlalom, but that a guy should have a chelik in how Torah is taught. It's just like how bothersome it is to him. that it happened, but that's how the Rebbeinu Shlom made it work.
Yeah, it's funny, you said to me, I was questioning, didn't he have Baba because of it?
I don't think so, but that's, he's a guy, he's a Christian, he's a priest. I don't know, King James, I don't know who's the one that Bible decided the chapters, whatever it was. That bothered him, and he had another thing that he didn't understand, why Klal Yisrael accepted Shemus Aveda Zara as the names in a week, in Yiddish. Yiddish, which is supposed to be a kosher language, which is a kosher language, yet, except for Wednesday, uses the Geish Shemus Aveda Zara for the names in a week.
Wednesday is...
No, but we use mitzvah, middle of the week. In Yiddish, we use mitzvah. That's why. But any other ones is basically the Yiddish way of saying the Geish word. Sunday is Zuntag, Sunday. That's an Aveda Zara. And Monday is Moon Day. And Tuesday is Tuesday, and Thursday, and Friday. The only one we don't use is Shabbos, Baruch Hashem, and Wednesday, you didn't use mitzvah, middle of the week. But he was shocked that Klal Yisrael didn't have any problem with that. Instead of going to Yom Beis and Yom Gimel and Yom Dalet, which is the way the Gemara refers to it as, yes.
Not that I'm going to tell him.
For sure you can't tell him now.
What?
For sure, you can't tell them.
There is a strong concept of the number that the more sanctified something is, the more hidden.
I'm just saying he was in shock that Klal Yisrael let it go. But it did. Fact. And we're talking about the culture of the culture of the culture. Yiddish was a kosher language, and they didn't capture this. Again, I'm just pointing it out. The guy says to a woman, this is your get on the condition that you give me 200 zuz. She's divorced, but she has to keep the condition. Now, the Gemara will have an argument. Does that mean she's divorced when or if? Is this retroactive or not? This is going to be machloikis in the Gemara, and the Gemara will work this out. Whether saying almanath automatically means retroactivity. Till now, we didn't have the word almanath. We had the word im or mahayim. Now we're using the word almanath. This is your get almanath. Now we translate almanath on condition. Does that mean retroactivity? Or does that mean when? If and when, like im did? Im Macy was if and when, right? Unless he said Mahayim. But Amanas is a Machloikis Tanoim. One Tana says Amanas is like him. If and when. And one Tana says Amanas is automatic retroactivity. So here is a case. A guy told a woman, this is your get, Amanas Shetitin Li Messiah Mzuz. Now, he gave her the get. Amanas Shetitin Li Messiah Mzuz. That's what he told her. Now, the Mishnah says the get works, and she has to give the $200. Does that mean it works when, or does that mean it works if?
How can
it work if? It's whether it means if and when, or just if. Let's go back. A guy says to a woman, it doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? Immacy is translated to mean if and when I die. If I die, when I die. Right, that's what the guy says. If he said Mahayoim Imesi, then it meant if he dies, it's retroactive. Right? So there are some conditions that are retroactive, and some conditions is when it's met, the get should kick in. The guy says, I'm a Nasha Titan Lima Saim Zuz. What do those words mean? When? If only. And not retroactive is if and when. No, has to be said. If not, it's not a get. But almanas is what we're arguing in. What does the word almanas mean? Does that assume retroactivity? Is that an automatic built-in? Or does it mean from then and on? This is machloikas tanoim. It's going to be a machloikas amaroim, and it's going to be a machloikas throughout this sugya. It's going to be nafkamina by this Mishnah. Mishnah says, harazuma gareshas vititein. When is she mugareshes? Now, if she gives, or then when she gives?
She concludes to give?
No! If not, she won't move aggressions.
He then doesn't mean that she has to give.
If she wants to be migrashes, she has to give. A menashe titli mikayim bat shloshim yayim, if he puts a time period on it, im nasin lebetayim shloshim yayim migrashes, im lavein migrashes, that was the condition. Meaning, he can limit the condition to a number of days.
And when is that?
Same shiloh.
Also retro.
That's the same makloikis. This is going to be a makloikis by every time you say the word al menashe. It's the same idea. It limits how long she has to make that decision. Now, Maisa B'tzidin, the Gemara is going to point out, I'm Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and the Gemara is going to point out that the story has nothing to do with the Mishnah before, and the Gemara will add a piece. I'm Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Maisa B'tzidin, there was a story in the city of Tzidin, which is Sidon. This is your get on the condition that you give me my coat. I guess she had his coat, and he wanted it back. He said, I'm divorcing you on the condition you give me the coat. She lost the coat. And the question is, can she give him the value of the coat to keep the condition? She gives him the value of the coat. That is called, this is a totally different shiloh. This is going to be a shiloh. When a person wants an item, does he mean the item? Does he mean the value of the item? And we'll talk about this in the Gemara. We're not going to get into it now. Rashi Maisa B'tzidon, but Gemara Parach Maitana Zatana Maisa. What did we say that Rav Gamliel brings a story in? Usually a story is a response to halacha. There is no halacha here. There's anything to do with the story. The Gemara will deal with it. Frek the Gemara Mai V'titein. What did the Mishnah mean when it says, Harizuma Gureshes V'titein? Rav Huna Amrav Hititein. Rav Huna says, when, if she gives, the get is now, if she gives. It's retroactive. Rav Yehuda Aimer Likshititein. When she gives, she'll be divorced. That's when the get will kick in. Not retroactive, but at the point of divorce. Now, at this point, it's a Machloikas Amaroim, and the Gemara is going to ask many questions, but at the end of the day, it's going to be a Machloikas Tanoim. So no questions will hold, because there's always another Tana. But the Gemara has to work this out. So the Gemara, my Benayu, what is the difference? Iki Benayu, Shiniskare HaGetto Shiravat. The get got ripped up in the meantime, or got lost. If it's retroactive, the get doesn't have to be around when the Tanai is kept. If it's when it happens, at that moment she gets divorced, she has to have the get. The divorce can't kick in if there's no get. Whereas if it's retroactive, there was a get at the time he divorced her. If she loses it, she loses it. But there was a get. Whereas if it kicks in at the time he keeps the condition, there has to be a get around at the time he keeps the condition.
Why
can't
it be a case where she lived with someone else?
It could. The Gemara gives one nafkamina. It doesn't mean there's no other nafkamina. It's an ekonomi. Dr. Gemara Weiter. Rav Huna Amar Hititein Einet Shichem Met Get Sheni. You might explain. According to Rav Huna, that's retroactive. She doesn't need a second get. Rav Huna Amar Shititein Shichem Nami Get Sheni. Zog the Gemara. Utnan Nami Gabi Kedushin Ki Hai Gavna. We have that same argument in the Mishnah Masechtes Kedushin. Utnan. Hoi Mele Yishai Mekadesh Yisli Amanasha Etelach Masayim Zuz. He tells the woman, you are married to me on the condition that I will give you $200. And she agrees to the Kedushin. That's what the Mishnah says. When he gives, the Kedushin is retroactive. When he gives, that's when the Kedushin will kick in. The truth is, we could have used that Avkamina before too. She accepts the Kedushin from somebody else. Now, according to Rav Huna, that the first Kedushin is retroactive, she's a married lady when he gives her the $200. So the second Kedushin was null and void. And according to Rav Yehuda, the first Kedushin kicks in when? By that time, she's a married lady to the second one. Could have used that same Nafkamina by get. She got married in the interval. According to Rav Yehuda, she wasn't divorced. According to Rav Huna, retroactive, she was divorced. That's what Gemara always does. Rav Huna, Rav Huna, Yitin, Tanah, Baal, Mahu. It's a condition. Mekayim Tanoi Ve'azu, you keep the Tanai, and you go on from the retroactivity, you remember the Chiyite. The Chiyov will have to have a Kedusha. It's only Kedusha when he actually hands it to her. Has to have a Kedusha. Rashi.
Hold
your horses, because that will be a sugya on that iron ham and olive. It's really the main sugya in Kedushin, we didn't have yet. The Gemara does refer to it a number of times, and one of the places the Gemara refers to it is in Gittin Daf Ayin Hay, on this very Mishnah. So we'll wait till we see what happens in Gittin Daf Ayin Hay. But I'm not going to compliment your question because we don't need to compliment people anymore. Rashi, Shiniskari Aget Kaita Matan Moas. What's the condition? It reveals the Mishas Nasina Gitahava. It was retroactive. The Chol Amanas Meyachshavu. That's Ravuna's opinion. Every Amanas is retroactive. Amanas came to Lukayim. It's from now if she keeps the get. This condition. Shvili got changed the Chitit in Kvarazul Agita. Because she pays the money, the get's gone. She can't get divorced. She pushed the other Kaita Matan Moas. So the first one's Kedushin is retroactive. Okay, back to the Gemara. Utricha. And the argument has to be in both places. Meaning, I could come up with a reason that the argument is only by get, not by Kedushin, or it's only by Kedushin and not by get. Therefore, Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda have to argue in Masechtas Kedushin and in Masechtas Get. Utricha. Why? The Yashmina got the Kedushin, I would say. Maybe this wording can mean both things. Maybe Amanas can sometimes mean retroactive and sometimes mean when. But Kedushin logic tells us he wants to marry her. If he wants to marry her and he made a condition that he will give her money, it makes sense that he wants the marriage to be retroactive. He wants to lock her in. It's Kruvai. He wants to marry her. There's a svara to say there that when he says the word amanas, he means retroactive. Avo gabe gerushin l'rechuka kasi. But by gerushin, it's separating. Maybe he's trying to delay that. You know, when you give me 200, like, I don't want it to kick in yet. Maybe we can work things out still beforehand. The husband, when he gives the gift to his wife. By Kedushin, he's the one giving, and by Gerushin, she's the one giving. So maybe by Gerushin, he decides not to divorce. He wants to have the time to think about it. So he says, when you give me $200, it gives him time that maybe they can make up, but she won't give him the $200. The condition is, she will give. The case was, in our Mishnah, on the condition that you give me 200 zuz. That was the case in Gittin. The case in Kedusha was, on the condition that I give you 200 zuz. That was the condition.
Yeah, but we have this whole thing that Gittin, I forgot, Vaya is actually...
Again, we're trying, that has nothing to do with,
yeah,
it's not...
Yeah. What I was trying to say is that once we have that, doesn't it mean that both Lashonas have to be the
no,
same?
No. Because it's if somebody speaks English and somebody speaks French, there's different Lashonas that mean different words.
But we're speaking both here in English.
But in different situations, again, could be... you're not letting me say a word. I mean, it's hard to answer. I can't talk. What we're saying is, perhaps the word amanas can be translated two ways, and the circumstance dictate what the person meant. A word can have two meanings, in Webster's meaning A, and in Webster's meaning B, and circumstances can dictate to us how to translate the word. Context. So therefore, by Kedushin, where it's bringing people close, The circumstance, the context tells us he wanted to work right away. By getting, when it's distancing, context tells me he wants to keep her still connected to allow him the time to decide if they can make up or not. You can make such a hachmina. Therefore, Rav Huna says, no, there are no two meanings to the word almanas. There's only one meaning. But if it would only say it by Kedushin, I would say perhaps there are two meanings. But, Eimah by Rav Huna, v'yashmina gabi gerushin, I'd say, v'ha kama Rav Huna v'titein, shum lekasav l'mitvah. By gerushin, he means almanas, because again, he's not embarrassed to ask her for the money. It's his wife. Hello, you want to get? Shell out. So he wants it to be retroactive. I've got a Kedushin, the Ksiva Lemetre. By Kedushin, she has to agree to the Kedushin. She doesn't know this man yet well. He's marrying her. He said he's going to give her 200 zuz. She's embarrassed to say, hello, are you giving me the money or are you not giving me the money? She's embarrassed. She doesn't have that relationship with him. So maybe there she's only accepting it when? Not retroactive. She doesn't want to be locked in to when he decides to give her the money. She can't ask for it. She can't put him on the line and say, give up, give it, put up. She's embarrassed. So maybe there her agreement is only when, not if, but when. Amen by the Lord of Yehuda. B'yashmina gabi kedushin, I would say the same thing the other way. Welcome, Rabbi Yehuda, l'kshidim shidu sleep in the mitzvah. Rabbi Yehuda only said it by kedushin because there she's embarrassed. Abba gabi gerushin loikas in the mitzvah, he has no problem asking her for the money. Amen by the Lord of Yehuda. B'yashmina gabi gerushin, welcome, Rabbi Yehuda, l'kshidim shidu chukka kasi. Because he's distancing her. Abba gabi kedushin, l'kruva kasi by the Lord of Yehuda, tricha. Basically, we need arguments in both places. Because if we only had it in one, I would say that it's different than the other. For whatever, because each one has a svara. Gerushin has a svara to say he's delaying it. He wants time. And Kedushin has a svara to say that she's delaying it because she's afraid she'll never get the money and she doesn't want to be locked in limbo waiting for him to decide whether he's going to give her the money. So therefore, there's a svara one way and a svara the other way. That's why they argue in both cases to say no. This is a basic argument. What does the word almanas mean? All over, not dependent on context. Yes.
Maybe I'm misunderstanding something here, but why is it up to him to give the money to her? I understand that he wants her and he's trying to pay her, but the other, I mean, who's in control?
Because he has more control. Yes. Both.
Okay, whereas Gerushin, he's the one. Who,
exactly.
But he's putting a contingent that he has to pay.
Correct.
He's giving her a little bit of control.
Yeah. Yeah, she can say, I ain't paying you. I'm sorry, you know, you're stuck with me.
There's such a thing as, I'll be because you give me $200. She wants to get married. 100%
he can do that.
That's not the case.
It's not the case here, but it could be a case. Again, in Kedushin, both are in control. In Gerushin, one is in control. Listen, today we don't make any Tanayan Garrison. Rarely do we make a Tanayan Garrison. But there are people that won't give a get unless they're paid huge amounts of money. I'm not writing the get.
He gets private. He's waiting for that money first.
Not a condition in the get.
If
I won't give the get. It's not a condition that the get kicks in if. And sometimes she refuses to take the get, unless there's money. The husband wants to divorce her, and she says, you have to pay me if you want to divorce me. Because it's not a Zerachay and Rabbeinu Gershon, you can't force a woman to take a get. It's more common that the husband holds out than the wife holds out. That's the more common one. Because the bottom line is, he's not as stuck as she is because of the head to mayor of him. She has no out. She has no out. She is stuck too often.
But mayor of him is...
No, but that he says he holds out for money too often.
I see every yovel maybe once. The last time it happened, I don't think it happened.
That's not true. I signed one. And I'm not even 50. I'm just,
you signed one, right?
Yeah, and I know other people that signed others. It doesn't happen every Monday and Thursday. It's not like before Kriyas HaTorah they take out a Hatzamei Rabbanim. But it happens.
When was the last time that happened in America?
It happens all the time.
It does?
Why should they report to you?
Well, they never asked me. First of all, what are the credentials? You have to be on the stationery of a shul?
I was not on a stationery of a shul when I signed.
It's all the same form, or is it?
Rabbi Yehuda says you don't need 100 rabbanim, you need 100 lamdim. So the question is Rabbi Yehuda cooler or chumrah?
who's determined that anyhow?
I signed one here in the Cairo.
It comes from a baby, doesn't it?
Bezin in L.A., from the Bezin in L.A., that you need it from at least three cities. The 100 rabbanim have to be dispersed in at least three cities. But they try to do it today, they get it from like 20 cities. Makes it more... So I came to Cleveland, and Rabaruch signed it, and he sent it over to me.
Rabaruch have to know the people?
I didn't know anything. I relied on Rabaruch, who told me to sign it, so I signed it. He told me to sign it, that it's okay. He said, it was okay. I mean, I read it. Said who the people are. Said their names, but it was... I have no idea what it was. Said their names, and it said she refuses to take the gas.
Everyone's here in the phone with Evan? Everyone's here?
I was learning in the afternoon Seder here. I used to learn here in the afternoon Seder, sit that side of the front. And they came in and they wanted to take this out. I don't know if anybody else signed, but Rabaruch signed. And I signed, I don't remember if anybody else signed. This is the only time I signed a Hatzamei Rabbanim. But it happens. But again, I'm asking, but it's unfortunately too frequent when husbands hold out for money. And it happens. It happens. Sad, but it happens. That's why you had an organization of people that tried to persuade people to give gittin. Unfortunately, they ended up in jail. But they used to try to persuade people to give gittin. They had means of persuasion. They were like a little bit effective, very effective. So the chassidim did it beforehand. The chassidim didn't have the problem of people setting them up at that point. Today, they would have the same problem. They used to take the guy and take him out to the cemetery and leave him there overnight until he thinks it over well that he might want to give a gift. So, yeah, they used to be able to do it better, you know, a different way, a more quiet even. Wasn't an official group. What? I don't know if they do it. In America, you know, nobody dares anymore. It's not. It's too dangerous. You end up in prison. For years and years. It's kidnapping. It's all kinds of different, especially if it goes across state lines, Hashem Yerachem becomes, and it's federal as a whole, it's a whole problem. That's what happened in that case when they caught. They took the guy from New York to Jersey. It was a state, but they took him across state lines. That's why he ended up with a 10-year prison sentence, but he's out, Baruch Hashem. Yeah. He's under house arrest, I think, but he's out. But that's what it is. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. The Rukhuva Kasi, Mavsha Kama, Mishasha Kama, that's why he wants her. I forget the Rukhuva Kasi, Mishami Bekushi Umagasha. He doesn't really want to divorce her. He wants to delay it. Shatitin Kama, Ksava, the Haki Akama, Vasina Love. Maybe I can persuade her. Right, because listen, usually when a guy makes it tonight, his wife should give him money, she wants out. But if you wanted to get rid of her, why is he making it tonight, she should give him money? Obviously, she wants out, and he feels bad. So he made it tonight, pay me, right? But maybe he figures I can persuade her not to pay me and stay on. He doesn't have to wait. Okay. Don't think of my advice. Meitzvah. I raise that gitech amanasha titnli masayim zuz. This is your get on the condition that you give me 200 zuz. Ava bishenikra gana shenevad. Look at that begoreshes. This is clearly like Rav Huna. Even if the get gets torn up, doesn't make a difference. It's retroactive. But she shouldn't marry anybody until she gives it, because she's playing with fire. Because if she doesn't end up giving it, she was an Eishes Ish. Yes, retroactively it's a get. Yes, if she gives it retroactively, she wasn't an Eishes Ish. But why should she take a chance? She's going to marry him, and what happens when she doesn't pay up? And what happens if she dies? Did she do an aver of Eishes Ish? Yes. So don't get married till you pay up. If you pay up, it's retroactive. But don't start playing around. The Aitanya. Harizegitech, Amenashetitli Messiahimsus. Umeis, and he died. So now the question is, can this get kick in? She didn't pay 200 zuz. If she had paid him before, Ainiskukaliyab. Loi Nasna, Skukaliyab. She didn't pay. There's no way for her to keep the condition. Not true. She can pay his relatives. She can pay his inheritors. And that's called keeping the condition. The question is, what did the guy mean when you give me? Did he mean me? Or did he mean me or my inheritors? What did he mean? The me means me. But everybody holds it kicks in retroactive because it can't kick in after he dies. Tufted Rav Yehuda. These prices are beferish, not like Rav Yehuda. They say it works retroactive. Amalach Rav Yehuda, Amani Rebihi, Damer Rav Huna, Rebbe, Kalayim, Amanaska, Ramachshu, Dami, Ubili Rabban, Alay, Banodamik Rabban, Tmachloikas Tanoim. Therefore, you can't ask me for many prices. Those prizes are written by Rebbe. My eye hold on Rabbanon, who say it's not retroactive. Now, I just want to explain one thing, if you don't mind. And here we're talking about, she has no kids. Because if we had kids, there would be no child of Yibum, and the prizes talk about Yibum. So it says, giving it to his father, or to his brother, or to the Kriven. Which Kriven? If there's no brother, there's no Yibum. If there is a brother, no other Karev inherits. But again, if it's a case of Yibum, that means there's a brother. It said over here that what she wants to get out of Yibum, if he dies, she doesn't need Yibum. She does need Yibum, doesn't need Yibum. The bride is talking about her obligation to get Yibum. That's what the bride is talking about. Again, a guy gave a get on the condition you give me $200, and he died. Dr. Bryce, if she paid him, she doesn't need Yibum. She's a Grusha. If she didn't pay him, she needs Yibum because she's an Amana. And there are no kids. That's what the Bryce said. Shimon Gamliel said she can still get out of Yibum. She can give it to his father or to his brother or to one of the relatives. Now, who is the relative? If there's no brother, there's no Yibum.
A brother's side.
Doesn't inherit. Not a yours.
There's no such concept of another. So with another.
Yibum is only a brother.
By Ruth.
Again, that's different. She was not a 100% Jewish. I'm not getting involved in Ruth. Yibum is only a brother. A nephew doesn't do Yibum.
Uncle.
No!
Erba?
It might not be an Erev by an uncle, but the mitzvah of Yibum is a brother, as they state in the Torah. Yeah. Well, the home is Echad Yivamis. Yibum is only by a brother. So who is this Echad Ben HaKroivim? Manoshek, if there's no brother, there's no Yibum. If there is a brother, why is he giving it to Echad Ben HaKroivim? That's the Rishayim's Kasha. The Ritva's Kasha.
Maybe the brother's a Kasha.
Again, that's not, he's still the inheritor. Nobody else inherits if there's a brother.
The brother might be alive, but she can give it to Kut's father.
Father inherits before a brother.
Right.
But a Karev does not. Who is this third option?
In other words, she doesn't have the option to go. She has to go first to the father, then to the brother, and then to the children.
Right, so you tell me there is a father, there's not a father. You can't tell me there is a brother and no brother, because if there's no brother, what are we talking about?
If she has a brother, she can't give
Excuse me, inherit. You can't give it not to the inheritor. Lila Yorshai means to the one who inherits me.
He's married, his brother's married to her sister.
So then there's no Yibam, then we didn't need this whole Mishnah. It's not to do with Enoch and Ami. It's not to do with Yibam. The story is talking about she was Mizana. And she doesn't want to get killed. She was Mizana B'mezid. She's Chayiv Chenek. So she wants to give the money, so retroactively it should be a get. And there's no brother. It's only an uncle or a nephew. And Enoch and Ami, the case of Eilat Krivim is not Yibam. Here is a woman that her husband gave her a get, Amanasha Titmulim Asayim Zuz. He died. She hadn't given the 200 Zuz, but she was Mizana while he was still alive. B'mezid. Or B'shagig. She has to get Chedek. Or Chakar B'chatas. So she wants to give it to his relative, whoever the closest relative might be, to get the kick in retroactive. That's the case of Lekrizen. That's what Ritva says. Because it can't be Yibum. Because if there's no brother, there's no Yibum.
You know, he said to,
and if there's a son, for sure there's no Yibum.
And there's no pecking order. In other words, it's not like
there is a pecking order. Whoever Yarshins.
In other words,
somebody is inheriting the husband.
They'll have to go in the order of the father.
Right. Whoever Yarshins the husband. There's a pecking order. Father, son is first. Son, father, brother.
This is where the husband is still alive. She was the son.
Right.
So it's still a pecking order.
Well, not while he's alive.
Right.
When she's alive, she has to give it to him.
She has to give it.
But he died. Tanakhama says, tough luck on her. There's no way for her to make it work. And Shimon Gamil says, when the guy meant me, he meant me and my Yarsha. So you would go to the closest Yerush.
This is all a spora on both sides.
The Machloikis says, what does the word Li mean? Li mean me only? Or does Li mean me or those who take my place?
Yes.
It's a swara, what the word means. It's not a swara outside of the word. It's a question of the meaning of what he meant. Yes, Dr. Arakel, you had a question? I thought you had a question. Rashi. The Brisa.
Yes,
so he's saying the case of the Krivim is not the case of Yibum. Yes. Rashi. Lachalo shinas hachatitin the dumu lo yavim and him to get belt, which he might never give. Nasna, they'll say by saying it's kukuliyab. By nasna, it's kukuliyab. But they sagged on it in the Yarshim. Tanakama says giving it to the Yarshim is not enough. My sabre of Shimon, we, my sabre of the Yarshim, shayin even I'm not around. I'm the kulama to know how we. But like told I get the shas matin moth, doesn't kick in at the time you give the money. Then she didn't come and he now to leave the Yarshim, Mashma. Even if it means my Yarshim, you have to get lachamisa, he's dead. Kaima Maxud Rami, Loki Kamer. Maxud Yeget, Amanashis Kaima tonight. Rebbe holds, every Amanashis can be Akshav. So Rav Huda is passing like Rebbe. And Rav Huda says, I hold like Drabba. And therefore you can't ask any questions anymore. Because if it's a Machlokes Tanoim, there go all your questions. Everybody should have a wonderful day.